This brief explains that athletes over 50 need a fundamentally different recovery approach because aging slows muscle repair, reduces hormonal support, and increases low-grade inflammation. The central message is that older athletes should stop relying on the recovery habits that worked in their 20s or 30s and instead adopt science-backed strategies for nutrition, hydration, recovery techniques, and supplementation. The main takeaway is that recovery after 50 is not a sign of failure. It is a normal physiological change that can be managed with smarter training and targeted support. Physiological function begins to decline around age 26, but those effects become much more noticeable in masters athletes. As people age, muscle mass and strength decrease, balance and coordination require more attention, flexibility declines, and mitochondrial function changes, which affects energy production. The text also highlights inflammaging, a persistent low-grade inflammatory state that makes muscle recovery slower and less efficient. One of the most important points is that recovery time increases significantly with age. Muscle recovery can take up to 72 hours longer in athletes over 50 compared with younger athletes. Some research suggests older athletes may need 72 hours or more for full muscle recovery, and in some cases recovery may still be incomplete after 240 hours. Different muscles also recover differently. For example, elbow flexors may lose 42 to 49% of strength after exercise, while leg muscles may lose 9 to 36%. This variation means training schedules need to be adjusted rather than simply repeated from younger years. The episode also addresses hormonal changes, especially for female athletes. Strength can decline more sharply during menopause, typically between ages 45 and 52. A study of 10,000 postmenopausal women found that hormone therapy helped maintain muscle strength compared with women who did not use it. The broader point is that hormonal shifts are a major hidden driver of slower recovery, especially in women. Nutrition is presented as the foundation of recovery. Aging muscles need more protein than younger muscles to trigger the same recovery response. Older athletes may need up to 40% more protein than younger athletes to achieve similar benefits. The recommended protein targets are 0.3 to 0.4 grams per kilogram of body weight per meal, with a daily intake of 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilogram. Taking about 40 grams of casein protein before bed can also support overnight muscle recovery. Micronutrients are also emphasized. Vitamin D needs increase with age, with a recommendation of 600 IU daily after age 50 and 800 IU after age 80. Calcium is important for muscle contraction, iron supports oxygen delivery to working muscles, and zinc helps with tissue repair. Hydration is another key area. Thirst signals become less reliable with age, and the body holds less water. The recommendation is to replace 150% of workout weight loss. For example, if an athlete loses 1 pound during training, they should drink about 3 cups of fluid afterward. Fluid intake should be spread over 4 to 24 hours after exercise, and electrolytes should be included to help retain fluid in the muscles. The episode then challenges some common recovery methods. Cold water immersion, such as ice baths, may not be more effective than active recovery for reducing muscle inflammation after resistance training. However, not all cold therapy is dismissed. Whole body cryotherapy is presented as a more promising option, especially for overuse injuries common in masters athletes, because of its potential anti-inflammatory effects. Compression gear is another recovery tool with stronger scientific support. It can reduce excessive muscle movement during workouts, improve circulation, decrease muscle soreness, and speed muscle recovery. The effective pressure range for recovery benefits is 20 to 30 millimeters of mercury. electrical stimulation, is described as a potentially powerful recovery tool. It can stimulate muscle protein synthesis and accelerate recovery. Using it 3 times per week can support strength and function. Neuromuscular electrical stimulation, or NMES, may also lower creatine kinase levels and reduce muscle soreness between training sessions. Creatine kinase is a marker of muscle damage, so lower levels suggest less muscle stress. Supplementation is treated as a supportive layer, not a replacement for proper nutrition and rest. Several options have potential recovery benefits. Omega-3 fatty acids are recommended at 3 to 5 grams daily of EPA and DHA to reduce inflammation and support joint health. Curcumin is suggested at 400 milligrams daily of a bioavailable form, ideally with black pepper extract, taken 2 days before and 4 days after hard workouts to target inflammatory markers. Leucine-enriched essential amino acids, or LEAAs, are useful because they can help start post-workout muscle rebuilding, reduce muscle damage signals, and speed the return of strength. This ties back to the larger point that aging muscles need more amino acid support, consistent with the higher protein need. Natural recovery foods are also discussed. Tart cherry juice is suggested at 30 milliliters twice daily for 3 days before exercise. Its anthocyanins have anti-inflammatory properties. Pomegranate juice is recommended at 500 milliliters daily for 5 days before exercise, with the benefit attributed to its polyphenol content, listed as 650 milligrams. The advice is to start slowly with supplements and listen to the body, because even effective supplements cannot replace proper nutrition, sleep, and adequate rest. The overall message is that masters athletes should rebuild their recovery system around 3 main pillars: nutrition, recovery techniques, and targeted supplementation. The episode uses a house-building analogy. Protein timing is the foundation, proven recovery methods are the walls, and supplements are the protective roof. All three work best together. Fighting age-related changes with old routines leads to frustration, longer soreness, and greater injury risk. The practical takeaway is to make one change at a time. Examples include adding a pre-bed protein shake, increasing protein intake per meal, using compression gear, trying tart cherry juice, or scheduling longer recovery periods between intense sessions. Athletes should monitor how their bodies respond and adjust rather than copying a single rigid protocol. In short, recovery after 50 requires more time, more protein, better hydration, smarter recovery tools, and possibly targeted anti-inflammatory supplements. Older athletes can continue training at high levels, but they must respect the body's changed recovery needs. The key is not to train less out of fear, but to train smarter by combining longer recovery windows with nutrition, evidence-based recovery techniques, and appropriate supplementation.